law firm. Okay, so let's talk about raising some money. Okay, so full disclosure for my 45 minutes. This is a complete overview of raising money. I don't intend to get very detailed on a lot of these aspects. As we go throughout the afternoon, you're going to hear from numerous other lawyers who will go into detail about a lot of these issues that we'll be talking about during the next 45 minutes. That said, if you have any specific questions, please feel free to ask them. But this definitely is going to be kind of a broad overview of raising money in the private world and specifically under Regulation D. And so the bottom point of my slide is if you're familiar with Regulation D, you can go ahead and take a 45-minute break because this is a, kind of just a very broad overview. Okay, so let's go ahead and set the stage for what we'll be talking about today. So the first thing that I want to point out to the group is that securities laws apply to everybody. They don't just apply to companies who have professional investors, but they also apply to companies who have friends and family as investors. So I'm a venture capital lawyer. So many, many of my clients come to me after raising their initial funds from friends and family. A lot of times I'll represent the venture capital fund. Sometimes I'll represent the company. However, in both instances, my first question for my client is, tell me a little bit about how you've raised money in the past and who owns your company. 99% of the time, that question is answered by, well, Christina, we sold securities to our uncle and our aunt and our dad and our mom and our brother and our sister. And I'll say, great, what did you do about securities laws? What? Securities laws? They're my family. Well, as someone who's practiced in this area for a while, I can tell you that family as investors can be difficult. And 5 years down the road, if your family lost money...